This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. As the Normal Corn Belters baseball team prepares to begin its 10th season, minor league baseball is facing new financial challenges created by federal regulation. Independent leagues have traditionally operated under the assumption that players are seasonal and not subject to overtime or minimum wage laws. The Save America's Pastime Act keeps that structure for minor league teams affiliated with a major league club, but dumps it for independent leagues. The Frontier League has a $75,000 salary cap per team, which is an average of $725 per player per month. That works out to about $450 an hour, assuming a 40-hour work week. Teams like the Corn Belters would see their salary caps close to double to meet wage requirements. Very few independent leagues will see their salary structure go unchanged. Workers' comp expenses are expected to rise as well. GLT correspondent Brian Bloodworth talks with Corn Belter President Steve Malliott, who says the Corn Belters will be okay.
It will affect some of the leagues that are really lower-level leagues. There are teams, I think the Pacific League is one of them, that is under this auspice, and their payroll is about half of what ours is, or less than half of what ours is, and it definitely affects them. So I think what you'll see is maybe some of the lower level leagues get maybe have a hard time continuing, but I don't think it'll affect us at all.
Steve, can you explain what the Save America's Pastime Act is?
Well, you know, one of the things that has come up in the past is that players would make the minimum wage for the hours they put in. And what do you include in that? Do you include their bus trips on the road? Do you include all the time that they spend on the road, and then overtime with that, if that's all included? So it's been kind of a messy thing from a baseball perspective. Minor league baseball has really dealt with it the last year. There have been some lawsuits from players. And really, it's a training ground for these young men to be able to get an opportunity to play at a major league level someday. So it's an apprenticeship. And I think there have been people that have challenged that apprenticeship. And that's kind of what this has been all about, is, hey, are the players being paid fairly? And that's what the act is all about. But yet, obviously, it needs to protect the teams, too, because the teams are, you know, at a minor league level, it's a small business. We've got to be able to pay the players fairly. But in the same light, we can't, you know, if you're paying somebody 90 hours a week or 100 hours a week to be on the road, that doesn't work either. So there's some give and take there that has to be negotiated. And two, there's some exemptions that are given to leagues throughout the course of the summer, too, on different issues like that that pertain to that, that the state of Illinois is looked at recently and passed. So there are some summertime, in what they're called summertime employee laws, that they have on the books for our league in particular, that exempts us from having to, you know, have a standard mode of operation when it comes to that.
What is the salary structure for? I know the league is, $275,000?
Well, it's a $75,000 a year. Most players make right around the average is probably around $900 to $1,000 a month base. But then they get provided a host family, a place to live, either a host family or an apartment to live in. And a lot of their expenses are all taken care of, like their meal money. The meals when they come into the ballpark are all taken care of. So really, they don't have a lot of other expenses during the course of the year. So you say, hey, how can I make it on $1,000 a month? Well, minor league baseball is that way. But a lot of those expenses that they run into during the course of the year are taken care of by the team. So it's not just the $1,000 a month they get. They get a place to live as well, and generally most of their food and anything they need to survive and live is taken care of for them for the summertime.
Can you say what your budget is for a year with everything, players and so on and so forth?
Or? You know, we're a small business. We probably, the average team in our league, and we're probably right in there with that, is about $1.5 million per year. That's insurance. That's paying for our debt service on the stadium. That's everything. And, you know, we own the stadium here, so we don't have any taxpayer help here or anything. So we pay, in that $1.5 million per year, we pay the debt service on the stadium, too. We don't get any city funding or county or state funding at all. So that's one thing we're proud of, too, but it also makes things a little tighter. You know, we got to tighten our belts a little bit, but still put on a great show. So, budget-wise, right around $1.5 million per year. So it's a small business.
What are your biggest hurdles going to be this year, do you see?
I think just getting people out to the ballpark to try the new things that we've got going. I want people to understand everything that we've done during the off season to really address what they've asked us to through surveys and through their input. We've really gone after, like, our new menu, for instance. You know, value is such a concern for families. We have a $2 hot dog now. We have a $2 slice of pizza, quarter of pizza. We've got a $1 bag of peanuts. We've got a $2 soft drink, a $2 bottle of water. So we've really gone after value for our fans and just getting that out there, because we've been a certain way for the last 8 years. So we've made a lot of changes this year. So I just want to challenge people to give us an opportunity to show them all the great changes that we had during this off season. Come out and try it, and they're going to love the entertainment, but they're going to love the value they get this year, too. So really just getting that word out to people. And, you know, we should have the best year we've ever had, because the changes we've made have really addressed what they've asked us to, the fans. So that's been our biggest thing, is getting that word out that all those changes have been made.
And when you say a better year, you're talking in terms of attendance?
Last year, weather was a huge factor, but there are other factors, too. You know, attendance is attendance, and, you know, you can make excuses for why your attendance was down. We chose not to. We chose to listen to what the fans had to say to us, and then we addressed it during the off season, and that's a better value on our concessions, which we've done, and that's more entertainment, more options for families who, look, the family might not necessarily be a baseball fan, but they want to come out and have a great time and do something together. We've got something for everybody out here at the Corn Crib, and that's what the message is.
You're listening to Sound Ideas, and I'm Brian Bloodworth. We're talking with Steve Malley, the president of the Corn Belters baseball team. Steve, I know you had a decline in attendance last year. What exactly was your average attendance?
We dipped to about 2,000 a game, which is a scary number for us. We need to be, you know, in the 2,500 range. We need to be in the mid-2,000s to be healthy and moving forward. So that's a number that we need to get back. You know, we've averaged close to 2,400 a game over our 8 years. So to be in that 2,500 range is where we need to be on an annual basis. And we believe we will be.
You always hear the naysayers, and some people are out there saying, well, this is going to be the Corn Belters last year. This may be the Corn Belters last year.
This act coming into play, I know a lot of people called us and, oh, this is the end. Well, you know, minor league sports here in Bloomington Normal has had a very difficult time. The arena's had a very difficult time, and I think people kind of lumped us into that. And really, we're, you know, we've got a great group of local partners. We own our own facility. So, you know, it's a, from my perspective, I believe the Corn Belters will be here far beyond the time that I leave. So I don't believe, even though there are difficult situations like this and difficult times that you go through, so we have been on a little bit of a roller coaster ride the last few years with our financials. But overall, I think this team will be here for many years to come. I don't see it going anywhere.
How did last year stack up to your previous seasons?
It was probably our worst season yet. We had a tough time with the weather last year, which is one of those things. You just can't control it. And then we had some staffing that had left before the season started last year that had a very big effect, because when you only have 8 full-time people, you can't afford to lose 2 or 3 of those people before the start of a season. So we had kind of a combo deal. We had weather, and then we had staffing overturn, and that made for a tough season for us last year. But, you know, we've had our great seasons and we've had our tough seasons and, you know, a little bit of a roller coaster ride. But now we look at this year already, and we already see that our numbers up, our ticket sales are up almost 20%. this year over last year. Our corporate sales are up, I would say, about 15% right now. It was not quite at 15%. So we're doing extremely well this year. And assuming we get good weather, knock on wood, we're going to have a great year and we'll have a nice recovery year this year.
Did you restructure things to kind of a little bit and learning some things last year? I know you have a new manager, too, a new field manager.
We do have a lot of changes, Brian. Thank you for asking. Yeah, we have a new manager, Billy Horn, who is very solid in terms of baseball, very highly recommended, and we're excited about what he's doing right now because our player level, it looks like we're going to have a great team this year on paper. And, of course, you know how on paper that doesn't always work out, but we're excited. We're going to have a great product there. We've revamped our promotion schedule. We've got a lot more giveaway items this year with sponsors that have done, t-shirt nights, cap nights. We've got the bobblehead nights. So a lot of giveaway items. And then we've got some great entertainment coming in this year, too. And really, minor league baseball is about more than the baseball. In fact, I would argue it's more about the entertainment than it is the baseball. So even if you're not a baseball fan, you're going to enjoy what we have to offer. And our entertainment has really taken a whole metamorphosis during the off season. And I think people are going to be excited when they come out. And like I said, win, lose, or draw each night, you're going to leave with a smile on your face because you'll have enjoyed it. And your whole family will have had a great time.
So overall, you would say the state of the Corn Belters is solid?
Yeah, no, we have, like I said, we have our good years and our bad years, but, we're already seeing this year being substantially better than last year, which was a tough year for us. The plus side of that is that people here have supported the team for 10 years now, 9 seasons, 10 years, and it's been a very solid organization and solid community to be a part of for minor league baseball. So, we're excited about the future, Brian. And like I said, I expect the Corn Belters to be here long beyond the time that I'm gone. So I don't think anybody's going to ever let the Corn Belters go away. And I believe the Corn Belters are now a part of the fabric of our community. They've got a history. The stadium is privately owned by the team. Nothing to do with taxpayers' money or anything. So we feel like we're in a position to be here for a long time.
GLT correspondent Brian Bloodworth spoke with Corn Belters president Steve Malliott. The Corn Belters opened the 2018 season at the Crib on May 11th.